We will now take a break and hear two of the letters that were published in Let's Talk this month. I will let Alison Applin introduce them. Alison is, of course, the co-editor of Chatterbox Let's Talk, as well as one of the readers, since edition number one. Alison, I think you know the first letter writer.
David, of course I do. It's you. Here is a letter to the editors from David Potten about a charity called PhysioNet. Do any of your readers have used physio equipment that they can't return to the NHS or to the Red Cross? PhysioNet is a UK charity that collects used physio equipment, such as wheelchairs, walking frames, walking sticks, and all sorts of other disability aids, even mobility scooters. We refurbish the equipment as needed and then send it to poor countries where disability charities desperately need these items. We have an arrangement with one of Her Majesty's prisons, where all the donated wheelchairs are checked. If they're in bad condition, they may be taken apart and the spares used to replace bits on other chairs, so that all those we send overseas are in excellent condition. My wife and I are the Norfolk coordinators for PhysioNet, and we welcome donations from anywhere in the county. If they can be delivered to Norwich, that's great, but we can also collect items. Anyone with equipment to donate can contact us on 01603 304 216 or by email to davidpotten@compuserve.com. More information on PhysioNet can be found on our website, www.physionet.org.uk. And we hope to hear from some of your readers. The second letter we're reading this month is from Jeanette Howell in Harleston. She had a visit from the mini donkeys that were featured recently in Let's Talk. Jeanette wrote, "I was so pleased to see your article about the miniature donkeys for well-being. Several friends were here for my 90th birthday in March, and much to my surprise and delight, the mini donkeys arrived in a large van. Sarah brought three-year-old Millie into my kitchen and she tried to kiss me. The other little donkey didn't come in, so they set up a pen on the lawn with hay and I was able to see it through the window. They also gave gifts, a donkey brooch and badge and bookmark and leaflets so that I could pass on news of their good work. What a day!"
Thank you, Alison.